The Podcast Rodeo Show is moving to Tuesdays and Thursdays. More about this in just a minute. Now let's get to the show.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where I grab a random podcast and see how long I can hang on. Then I take my 14 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. And we're doing something a little different today. Normally, I pick a random show. I heard about this show called the Marketing Growth Toolbox Podcast, and I was like, that's like something I might actually want to listen to. So it's random. I've never heard this before. And their website is Earnworthy, which makes me think of that old commercial. We earn podcast listeners the old-fashioned way. We earn them. Earnworthy. And their description in Apple Podcasts goes as follows. Discover the latest and greatest growth marketing tools and technology each week. Join Nicholas, Scalise from Earnworthy as he interviews marketers, product creators, startup founders, marketing technologists, and more. During the interviews, Nicholas will unbox the marketing tools they make, market, and use. You'll be sure to walk away with actionable insights as well as a long list of new tools to add to your marketing stack. And so they have a really decent set of I just downloaded a couple here. We have lesser known SEO tools with strategies, growth hacking on online community, webinar tools and tactics, local SEO, an interview with Seth Godin, because, well, why not? Everyone loves Hotjar. And so we're going to listen to Track Your SEO Results right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, and here we go.
On this episode, we look at some SEO tools and tactics with Martin Kahn, the head of marketing at Morningscore.
Martin.
Welcome to the Growth Marketing Toolbox Podcast, presented by Earnworthy, helping you discover the best marketing tools and technology so that you can earn more conversions and grow your business.
Okay.
And now, here's your host, Nicholas Scalise.
Scalise.
Hello and welcome to episode 155 of Growth Marketing Toolbox. I'm your host, Nicholas Scalise, and today I'm joined by Martin Kahn. Martin is the head of marketing at a Danish SEO SaaS startup called Morningscore, which helps business owners and managers understand and actively manage their search engine optimization efforts. He has several years of experience in sales and marketing, but his ultimate goal is to become a full stack marketer and help many businesses grow. On this episode, we'll look at the Morningstar platform, how it works, and also how you can improve your SEO and bring in more sales.
Now, the only thing I don't like about that, there's nothing in there that's personal. There's nothing that shows me, like, I'm so glad this is coming on. Wait till you hear about this one thing that they do that makes them different than anybody else. Because it just sounded to me like you read their LinkedIn bio, but okay. I don't know why you chose, anyway, but that to me, it just seemed very like, they're a tool and it's fun and SEO, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, let's listen to how they go in here.
SEO and bring in more sales.
All right.
Martin, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. How's everything going?
Hey, thanks for having me. Everything is great, actually. Your business is booming and we're actually just about to release a new update for the platform.
Fantastic. Well, yeah, before we get into the actual tool itself, can you start just by telling us a little bit more about you and your marketing journey and your goal of becoming a full stack marketer?
Sure.
Could care less. Don't know who this guy is. I want to know what his tool does. Could care less.
Full stack marketer.
Sure, of course. The thing is, you know, you typically hear like stories of entrepreneurs that have like an amazing growing up experience where they started something when they were little. And this actually wasn't the case for me. I aspired to be independent. Basically, my story is that I moved from Bulgaria to Denmark almost 5 years ago to study engineering. But long story short,
Long story short, engineering
wasn't for me. Was more interested actually in marketing and business, and I signed up to study marketing at another university. But
bored that, out of my mind right now.
I quit because it wasn't for me. But meanwhile, I was actually reading a lot of books and watching a lot of courses. And thankfully, because since a teenager, I had some skills in doing design and in graphics, I was able to land a free gig at an agency, which taught me how to do SEO. And this is the story of how
I'm just waiting for the next question.
Fast forward a couple of years.
Speaking of fast forward,
when I get in touch with
I would do that right now, but I'm afraid I'd miss something.
It's one of the best Danish agencies. And I actually use an ultra casual email. And
let's get to what this tool does, really.
Resistant and a little bit cautious as to how they reach out to.
This guy doesn't shut up soon.
So all I have to say about that is don't worry, just do it.
Right.
So yeah, basically after that, we had a proper interview.
Oh, come on. And
without even thinking about it, I moved here. I was the first full-time employee besides the two founders. And now we're on a journey on growing the platform. Yeah. In the beginning, as you said, in the beginning, I specialized in SEO, but now my goal is to become a full-stack marketer. And basically my
seriously
everything from cold emails to brainstorming to designing and, you know, ad campaigns.
I want to like this podcast, but I'm bored out of my brain.
That's very typical these days of, you know, growth marketers. And
what does this tool do? Stack marketers. What makes it different than like Google Analytics?
Tell us about MorningScore. What is it? How would you describe it?
Basically, MorningScore is an SEO platform that is aimed towards both SEOs and people in managing positions. The way it works is that the platform helps you make SEO decisions by giving you suggestions. And it's also much more business oriented than most tools that you can find out there. And the main metric in the tool is called MorningScore, which is one that you can relate the value of your SEO in any currency so that you can effectively measure ROI on your SEO efforts.
Interesting. Yeah, that's a unique approach because a lot of these tools that are out there, SEO tools at least, are so technical. They have such a strong learning curve. And then the metrics that you get out of them, they're not easy to interpret, especially if you're not an SEO professional.
Okay, that's cool. He just summarized the major pain of most people that are trying to get into SEO now. How does this tool solve it?
Not an SEO professional. So it sounds like that's the challenge that MorningScore is trying to solve. They're trying to make it make this data more actionable for decision makers.
And how does it solve it?
Exactly. So just to give you an idea, most SEO tools out there work like a database, right? So you kind of essentially pay to get access to their data, and then it's all up to you what you can make of it. But yeah, the difference is MorningScore, we use all the standard features. You also get access to that data. But additionally, you know, as we just said,
couple skips
you also
there.
See how well your SEO is doing. And it's kind of translated in business terms so that people in managing positions can also make sense of it.
Awesome. And where'd the name MorningScore come from?
Well, basically,
who cares?
We have this tendency here in the company and in our sister company.
Okay. The audio is good. The introduction was good. Let me know what the show is. Little branding there where you have the Earnworthy. But for me, the history of the guy starting the company, I don't care. I would rather go, hey, you're here to talk about your product. That's what we tuned in for. We're tracking SEO. What makes you different than Google Analytics? Because most people that are into SEO are playing with Google Analytics and going, I don't get it. What's it do? And then after he delivers really good value, and I'm like, man, I want this tool, then ask him, how did you start your company? Because I really don't care up front. That was a really long answer. And so I would have bailed halfway through because I really want to know what is this. It's it. It's the toolbox. Get to the tool. It's not the history of the owner box. It's the toolbox. So for me, I just was that. Also, for the record, you're kind of dancing on dangerous ground here. You have Nicholas Scalisi as your name, as the author. Then it says growth marketer, entrepreneur, and blogger at Earnworthy. You're kind of keyword stuffing, and that might get you kicked out of Apple Podcasts. But when I listen to another episode of this podcast, I would give it one more. But I'm wondering, like I say, I'm wondering if this is just commercials for each one of these companies. You know, it just moved too slow. So I will probably listen to a couple, but this particular episode did not make me want to tell my friends about it, at least at this point. So if you would like your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, all you have to do is go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button. And as you heard at the beginning of the show, We are going to Tuesdays and Thursdays. Currently, we're Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, but as you look, it's like, hey, it's Tuesday. The reason for that is I'm in the middle of writing a book called More Podcast Money. I actually wrote it in 2012. This is the new version, and this one has a publisher, which means I have to have X amount of words by X amount of deadline, and so things have to cut back a bit. I didn't want to completely bail on the podcast rodeo show, so I'm cutting it back one day a week, from 3 days a week to 2 days a week. And once we get over the hump of the More Podcast Money book, and that's also a podcast, by the way, morepodcastmoney.com. Once that is over, we will go back and adjust the schedule. So thanks so much for listening to the show. And again, website, Podcast Rodeo Show, subscribe, as well as we have gear guides and tips on interviews. It's all out there at podcastrodeoshow.com. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to always enjoy your ride.